this vast ocean of life in pursuit of the ultimate reality. Each individual undertakes a journey. In this journey towards the final destination, each one faces hardships and challenges, storms and turbulences. Far away from these gusty waves of turmoils, in the same ocean of life, stand two islands in the waters of tranquility. The island of gratitude and the island of prayer have for long been the ultimate refuge for millions who sail across the ocean of life. In the island of gratitude.
Sir, where are the people heading to? Why are they leaving this place?
Oh, these people. They have been transferred to the island of prayer. So, they are heading towards it.
But why?
It seems like humanity is only praying for what they want and have forgotten to thank for what they got.
Oh. Sir, feels like there's a ship moving towards us.
Towards the island of gratitude? Surprising.
And then, the captain tells him the story of treading the path untreaded, treading towards the island of gratitude.
Sir, what did he say?
He told me a story, a beautiful story, of the journey towards this beautiful island, the island of gratitude.
Started with a few individuals spread across the seashore, gazing at the vastness of the ocean of life, each awaiting their turn to look into the eyes of reality, each one wanting to carve a niche for himself. Every wave that ran towards the seashore deepened in them a desire to start a voyage. Even with all their never-ending and ever-growing ambitions, hopes, and dreams, they were confused as to which path to take and which ship to board. Doubts and uncertainty prevailed their thought, and in the midst of the confusion, from the stormy winds of the sea, appeared a man who instilled in them the right understanding and thought. He strengthened their desire to explore the reality. To add purpose to their life, he got them together, boarded them to the ship, to sail them across the journey of life. For their own good, he showed them the light emanating from a lighthouse, which would guide them towards their destination. To strengthen their bond between each other during the times of turmoil, he left it to them to steer the ship in his absence. Soon, conflicts arose due to differences in opinion, and each one try to steer the ship in his own way.
every ship is put to test. Each ship faces wreckages and the rages of the tempest. This ship too, in the fury of turbulence, had lost track of the ever-guiding light. All they could do in such a situation was to resort to prayer. And then came the captain of the ship. He taught them that it is in unity that light could be seen, and not in the absence of it. He said, individual differences should be set aside, and all must work together to reach the desired destination. For everyone should know that what comes from hard work is the sweet reap of success. And thus, he sowed in them the seeds of unity in their hearts, and then started their journey from I to we. It is with that spirit of unity and brotherhood instilled in them that they are sailing forth in this beautiful journey towards Him. With hearts filled with gratitude, love, and reverence, they stand with their masts held high, heading towards their final destination in this ocean of life.
We, the students of class 10th and 12th from the Sri Satyasai Higher Secondary School, are here to offer gratitude to our Lord in our journey from I to we to Him. Ye hamari pyari dasta.
Oh, sorry. tujhko bursai agar bhul jaau tumko bursai tum dhoond lena mujhko
अपने प्रेम की लहरों में ओ साईं कर दूं यह जीवन अर्पण तो फिर भी लगता है कम बस इसी तरह मिटाते रहना हमारे जीवन के सारे कांटे और गम हमारे जीवन के सारे कांटे और गम
आप ही के बुलावे पर मैं आज से ठीक 10 साल पहले अपनी बाल विकास की मंडली के साथ आपके वृंदावन के दर पे आया था। हमारी मंडली को भक्तों की भीड़ में आपसे दूर बिठाया गया। बहुत देर बाद जब आपके विद्यालय के छात्र आए तो आपके बिल्कुल नजदीक बैठ गए। यह बात मुझे कुछ ठीक ना लगी क्योंकि हम भी तो आपके बाल विकास विद्यार्थी थे। शाम के वक्त यह दास्ता फिर से दोहराई गई परंतु इस बार इस नासमझ बच्चे के ऊपर नाराजगी छा गई और वह मुंह फुलाकर बोला कि स्वामी आप सिर्फ उन्हें अपना विद्यार्थी मानते हैं, आप मुझे अपना नहीं समझते। और बस यह कहकर मैं आपसे रूट गया और अपनी आंखें बंद कर ली। पर क्या एक माँ अपने बच्चे को रूठा देख सकती है? इसलिए उस समय आप सभी भक्तों के बीच से मेरे सामने चले आए और मुझे आपके दर्शन करने का सौभाग्य दिया। जब इस रूठे बच्चे ने आंखें खोली तो मानो हजारों माओं का वात्सल्य प्रेम उस पे बरस रहा था। स्वामी यह आपकी उदारता का संदेश था कि भगवान के घर पे देर है अंधेर नहीं। और बस उसी क्षण से मैं आपकी प्यार की आंचल से जुड़ गया मां।
It was all during the late September of 2017 when this episode occurred. There were two brothers who hailed from Odisha. The younger boy was beset with cardiac aneurysm. Each time he faced cardiac arrest, his life ebbed away and the chances of survival grew grim. He approached multitudinous hospitals, but all was futile as the success rates were nil. In course of time, he landed at your hospital at Whitefield, Swami. Though it was a tough case, my father took lead and with Sai in his heart and Sai Ram on his lips, completed it successfully in 9 hours. There is this rule in the hospital that every patient has to be accompanied by an attender to take care of his daily needs. As the nurse came out of the operation theater to convey the good news, she was startled to see only the boy's brother. On inquiring about the whereabouts of their father, to her utter shock, the reply was that they were orphans. The boy said that a stranger offered to help and came along with them all the way from Odisha. He was present till the operation concluded, and just after it, he was nowhere to be seen. Swami, when this boy was fighting for his life, it was you who came in the form of his guardian, and you were the one who operated through my father and saved this boy's life. Thank you, Swami, for giving my father such a beautiful experience and filling my life with your divine love. I love you, Swami.
Swami, it requires years of tenacious penance for one to gather innate energy to break the walls of attachment so as to comprehend your infinite glory.
As it is only through complete surrender can one cross this ocean of Maya and merge in thy divine lotus feet.
Oh dearest Swami, you are that magnanimous force that acts as a shield for all of them who offer themselves at your lotus feet.
Therefore, remember the Almighty's divine name at each and every moment and do not get blown away by the turbulent winds of ego.
So now, let us all sing in unison and let the glory of the divine reign in all its splendor.
Swami, you have always been the guardian of my family. I still remember the incident when you saved my grandfather's life. My grandfather had developed stones in his kidney. When he approached the doctor said that the stones were too big and it could not be operated upon as there was no treatment for it at that time. Due to these stones, my grandfather started vomiting blood. The doctors declared that he would live only for a few months. My grandparents were shattered to hear this. They didn't have anyone to help them. My relatives from different places came to see my grandfather one last time. But my grandparents did not lose hope. They started praying intensely. And Swami, you heard them. You sent one of my grandfather's friend who had just arrived from Puttaparthi. He had brought vibhuti with him. He applied the vibhuti all over my grandfather's body. And needless to say, in a few days' time, the doctors were shocked to see the stones vanish. For them, it was a medical miracle. But for me, Swami, it was your divine hand that did the magic. Because of only you, Swami, my father got his father's love and I got my grandfather's. Thank you, Swami. Thank you.
Swami, I would like to narrate an experience that happened to me in my mother tongue, Odia. Swami, a 12-year-old Nivasa, mo manaku, chiraniya smritire bhari deichi. ସେହି ସୁନ୍ଦର ଅନୁଭବ ଆଜି ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ମୋ ମନେ ଅଛି। 9 ବର୍ଷ ତଳେ ମୋ ତୃତୀୟ କକ୍ଷାରେ ଦିନେ ମୁଁ ଚିଠି ଧରି ଆଗେ ବସିଥିଲି ତମ ଅପେକ୍ଷାରେ। କିନ୍ତୁ ସେହିଦିନ ତମେ କାହାର ବି ଚିଠି ବିନା ଗ୍ରହଣ କରି ଆସୁଥିଲ। ସେହା ଦେଖି ମୁଁ ଦୁଃଖରେ ବସିପଡ଼ିଲି। ସେତେବେଳେ ଏକ ପ୍ରିୟ ମିତ୍ର ପରି ମୋ ଆଡ଼ୁ ହାତ ଖୋଲି ଆସି ତମେ ଏକ ସୁନ୍ଦର ହସ ସହ ମୋ ଚିଠି ଗ୍ରହଣ କଲ। ସ୍ୱାମୀ, ସେହି ସୁନ୍ଦର ହସ ଆଜି ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ମୋ ମନେ ଅଛି। ମୋ ଜୀବନର ସାହାରା ତମେ, ମୋ ହୃଦୟର ସବୁ ଶବ୍ଦରେ ତମେ ଅଛ।
ସ୍ୱାମୀ, ଆଇ ୱୁଡ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଟୁ ଏକ୍ସପ୍ରେସ୍ ମାଇ ଗ୍ରାଟିଟ୍ୟୁଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ ଏ ପୋଏମ୍ ଇନ୍ ମାଇ ମଦର ଟଙ୍ଗ୍ ଓଡ଼ିଆ। ହେ ଅନ୍ତର୍ୟାମୀ ସାଈଶ୍ୱର, ସକଳ ଚରାଚର ହେ ଈଶ୍ୱର, ସକଳ ପ୍ରାଣରେ ତୁମେ, ସବୁରି ମନରେ ତୁମେ ବିଦ୍ୟମାନ ହେ ସାଈଶ୍ୱର। ତବ ପାଦ ତଳେ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଆଞ୍ଜୁଳାଏ ସୁଖ ମାଗେ, ଭରି ଦିଅ ମୋ ଆଞ୍ଜୁଳାଟିକୁ। ମୋ ଜୀବନ ପ୍ରଦୀପଟିକୁ ପ୍ରଜ୍ୱଳିତ କର ପ୍ରଭୁ, ଜୀବନ ହେଉ ଆଲୋକିତ ଆପଣଙ୍କ ଇଙ୍ଗିତରେ। ସେବା ମନୋବୃତ୍ତି ଦିଅ ପ୍ରଭୁ, ନିଃସ୍ୱାର୍ଥ ଭାବନା ଜାଗୁ ମୋହରି ମନରେ। ସଭିଙ୍କର ଥଳପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ କରିଛ ହେ ସ୍ୱାମୀ, ମୋ ଆଶା ପୂରାଓ ଏତିକି ମାଗୁଣୀ। ତବ ଶ୍ରୀଚରଣେ ମୋର କୋଟି କୋଟି ପ୍ରଣାମ, ମୋ ତୃଷ୍ଣା ମେଣ୍ଟି ଦିଅ ହେ ଜଗତେଶ୍ୱର। ଧନ୍ୟବାଦ ସ୍ୱାମୀ।
Swami, I wish to offer a Tamil poem at your divine lotus feet. அழகு முகமும் ஆன்மீகப்புன் சிரிப்பும் இனிய சொற்களும் ஈடில்லா அழகும் உள்ளும் புறமும் மூற்று போல் அன்பும் எளிய வாழ்வும் ஏறு போல் நன்னடையும் கொண்டு ஐயம் நீக்கிடும் சுவாமி. நீ எங்களுக்கு அன்பை கொடுத்தாய், உயர்ந்த பண்பை கொடுத்தாய், நல்ல பக்தியையும் வாழ்வின் யுக்தியையும் கொடுத்தாய். ஓங்கார நாதமாய் உன் உபதேசங்களை கேட்டு வாழாத வாழ்வு என்ன வாழ்வோ? ஓ சாயீஸ்வரா, இதயம் கலந்த நன்றி உணர்வுகளை கரம் குவித்து சிரம் தாழ்த்தி பாதார விந்தமதில் சமர்ப்பணம் செய்கிறோம். சரணம் சரணம் சத்ய சாயே சரணம்.
तेरी रहमत से जीते हैं खुशहाल ओ साईं, राई से जो पर्वत निकाले वो कमाल हो साईं। मेरी दुआ भी आज कबूल तेरे दर पे हो, तेरा तू कर निहाल ओ साईं।
Swami, it happened in my kindergarten. I was in my uncle's home during my vacations. One afternoon, I was playing with my cousins, and as I was very tired, I drifted off to sleep. It had been almost 3 hours since I had been sleeping. My parents and uncle tried to wake me up, but I did not budge. And there were guests who were to arrive shortly. So my uncle thought of making a noise with my toy air gun. He put the toy gun near my ear, and oblivious of the fact that there was a bullet inside, he pulled the trigger, and accidentally the bullet dashed me. Even that small toy bullet proved a way big danger to my life. I was bleeding, and within a minute my clothes were drenched in blood. I was immediately rushed to the hospital. The doctors attended on me for nearly 1.5 hours, and due to the constant prayers of my parents, my life was saved that day. Swami, it was only because of you. This incident laid the foundations of faith and trust of your divinity within me. Swami, I'm ever grateful to you for saving my life that day. Thank you, Swami. Thank you.
Swami, I'd like to narrate an incident in my mother tongue, Nepali. Swami, tapeko divya charan ma mere koti koti pranam. He karunay bhagwan, tapeko ichha and sankalpale आज म यहाँ छु अनि आफूले भाग्यमान ठान्छु। स्वामी, तपाईँले हाम्रो हरेक इच्छा र अभिलाषालाई पुरा गरिदिनु भयो। तपाईँले हाम्रो निम्ति जे गर्नुभएको छ यसको कुनै मूल्याङ्कन हुन सक्दैन। मान्छेका महासमुद्रबाट तपाईँले मलाई छान्नुभयो अनि यसो पवित्र विद्याश्रममा अध्ययन गर्ने मौका दिनुभयो। यो भन्दा बढ्ता मेरो निम्ति के वरदान हुन सक्छ र? स्वामी, तपाईँको समीपमा जुन माया र ममता पाएको छु त्यो अति नै अनमोल छ। स्वामी, म मेरो आन्तरिक हृदयबाट तपाईँप्रति कृतज्ञ छु अनि तपाईँले सिकाएको गुणहरूलाई शिरोपर गरेर आफ्नो जीवनयात्रामा तपाईँलाई सारथी बनाउँछु। स्वामी, तपाईँलाई सारथी बनाउनेछु। कति चोखर निर्मल तपाईँको माया, धन्य छु प्रभु पाएर तपाईँको छत्र छाया, तपाईँको लीला सुनैमा आए, धन्य छु प्रभु म आफूलाई तपाईँको लीला भन्न पाए, धन्य छु प्रभु म आफूलाई तपाईँको लीला भन्न पाए।
Om Shri Sai Ram. It was 11 July 2007, the first Pratiyatra of my district Medak. I was a boy of 4. By your grace, Swami, I got an opportunity to offer you a bouquet before the commencement of our dance drama presentation. As I approached you, Swami, you lovingly asked me my name, patted my cheek and blessed me. The program went on as it was planned. The next morning, due to unforeseen reasons, my father and myself were late for the morning's music presentation and so couldn't sit with the other group members. As you came, Swami, you whispered something to a sevadal which sent all of them searching frantically for someone. On inquiry, we were told that you asked for the boy who had given you a bouquet the previous day. The sevadals then took me and made me sit in front of the singers. Swami, you looked at me for a minute or two and then called me, asked me my name and then so benevolently materialized a gold chain with your beautiful form on it. That day, Swami, you not only blessed me with a gold chain, but chained me to you with love forever. I'm thankful to you, Swami, for being with me all throughout my life. I love you, Swami.
तुम तो मिल रहे तुम सागर Swami, I wish to narrate my experience in Sanskrit. Matrudevo bhava iti vedavakyanusaram bhavan mama krite divyam mataram pradattavan taddhanyah aham sai mata bhavate kritanjalam samarpayami tasmin vishaye. 2010 January mase mama mata udara rogena pidita asit sa anekapi chikitsalayan gatva uchitam upayam prishtavati. अहम् क्रीडोत्सव सम्मेलनस्य अभ्यासे निमग्नः आसम्। एतत् कारणात् मम पितरौ एतत् विषयं मह्यं न ज्ञापितवन्तौ। मम माता अचिन्तयत् यदि अहम् पुत्रं वदामि तर्हि सा अतीव शोकविह्वलः भविष्यति। एकस्मिन् दिवसे सा प्रत्यागच्छत्। तव दर्शनसमये सा प्रथमश्रेण्याम् उपविशत्। तदा त्वम् अनंत कृपया मातारं दृष्ट्वा विभूतिप्रसादं तां प्रदत्तः। विभूत्या अम्बायाः स्वस्थ्यम् अभवत्। धन्या मम माता, धन्योऽहम्। स्वामी, सर्वप्राणकोटि शरणागत वत्सल, मां पालय, पालय च अस्माकम्। धन्यवादः स्वामी, धन्यवादः।
स्वामी, माय ट्रस्ट विथ यू बिगन इवन बिफोर आई कुड सी द फेस ऑफ द अर्थ थ्रू माय मदर। It was 2 years since my parents' marriage and they had an intense longing for a child. The doctors initially said that my mother would not conceive as she had hypothyroidism. After months of fervent prayer, my parents' desire finally bore fruit. The doctors were surprised but yet cautioned my mother to take care of her health. Then one night, she got a dream of you, assuring her that she would have a normal delivery, giving birth to a baby boy who would be born on Navami Tithi. Incidentally, you wanted to bring my father into your fold and so blessed him also with a dream in which you conveyed to him the exact date of my birth, that is 10th of June 2000. By your will, my mother had a normal delivery and I was born exactly on the same date and Tithi that you had willed in my parents' dreams. Ever since then, my parents had no doubt in my upbringing as I was your child. And so, you would take care of everything. Just as the saying goes, every living moment is a miracle in itself. Swami, as a child says to his mother, all I can say in gratitude is, thank you Swami, I love you.
We were just a mass of flesh, showing signs of life, oblivious and scared of the world around us. The touch of your tender arms, O Mother, carried us forward, little by little, step by step, and showed us the way of life.
She was always there by our side, ready to sacrifice anything for our sake. When we cried, she too cried. When we laughed, she laughed with us. After all, we are her reflection, a part of her.
Just imagine how lucky we are. The Lord of the universe is amongst us. And just like our mother, takes care of all our petty needs, listens to all our complaints so patiently, guides us at each step of ours, and lifts us up whenever we fall.
All that we were, all that we are today, all that we hope to be in the future, if there is one person we owe it all to, it's our mother, our dearest Saima. Oh Saima, thank you for everything. We all love you.
Swami, I wish to offer at your divine lotus feet a poem in my mother tongue Malayalam. Nanni aarodu njan chollendu, nanni aarodu njan chollendu. Njan pirannu veena bhoomiyodo, paadimeyaya pithavino, adho paadimeyaya maadavino. Nanni aarodu njan chollendu, pottikkarinjukondu ilaadimayi, njan pettu veena shubhamuhurthathino. Rakthabandham murichennanayi theeruvan, aadyam padipicha magal koodiyodo. നന്ദി ആരോട് ഞാൻ ചൊല്ലേണ്ടു, നന്ദി ആരോട് ഞാൻ ചൊല്ലേണ്ടു. മാഞ്ഞു പോകുന്ന ശിരോലിഗീതവും മായുന്ന മാറാലെ കെട്ടിയ ചിന്തയും മാറ്റിയതാരോ, നന്ദി ആരോട് ഞാൻ ചൊല്ലേണ്ടു. ഓ സായി, നീയല്ലേ എല്ലാം, നീയല്ലേ എൻ മാതാവും പിതാവും, നീ തന്നെയല്ലേ അശുഭമുഹൂർത്തവും, നീ തന്നെയല്ലേ എൻ വഴികാട്ടി. സ്വാമി, സ്വാമി, 1000 നന്ദി, നന്ദി, നന്ദി.
December 10th, 2010. I woke up with an excruciating back pain, which I had for the past 2 days, only to realize that I can feel my legs no more. My parents immediately rushed me to the hospital. After conducting hours of various tests, the doctors finally diagnosed me with a rare autoimmune disorder, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which left me with a severe back pain and paralyzed the lower half of my body. Doctors told my parents that people with this disorder usually remain paralyzed from 6 months to many years. This left my parents heartbroken and pondering over my fate. Soon after, a few people from our Bhajan Samiti visited me, gave me vibhuti and consoled my parents, saying, "Swami will take care." No doubt about that, Swami, you definitely did take care. Because exactly after 1 week of my admission, I began to feel my legs again. And the doctors inexplicably discharged me from the hospital after prescribing only physiotherapy. And within just 3 weeks of my admission, I was able to walk normally again. Swami, if I am able to stand here today, It is solely because of the legs that you gave me. Swami, I am eternally grateful to you, not just for giving me legs, but also for taking me into your institution, guiding me, being there with me, and loving me as your own child through each and every step of my life. Thank you, Swami. I love you.
This ship is unique, isn't it? Out of all the ships that passed by, this ship has anchored at our shore, the island of gratitude. And look how thankful they are to the Lord for helping them cross the ocean of life.
Gratitude is not just thanking the Lord for what we have received, but it is to tell Him that we are happy with what we have. Indeed, gratitude is the most beautiful form of prayer to express our love for the Lord.
Absolutely. Love as prayer is gratitude. In fact, the Lord Himself is love incarnate, an unsullied form of love, beautiful and pure.
The ever compassionate Lord has chiseled them into beautiful sculptures. They pray to the Lord Almighty that He walks beside them eternally, and hence culminating a glorious journey from we to Him.
Eventually, they realize that they are nothing but the sparks of His divine love. For love is God, and God is love.
Dear Swami, we, your students, pledge with our hearts that whichever place in the world we may go to, or whatever task we may undertake, we shall always hold on to your teachings and never ever leave you, Swami.
With utmost gratitude in our hearts, Swami,
we deem it to be our duty to spread your love, message of love,
and make sure that our lives become your message, Swami.
Whenever life throws obstacles as high as mountains,
Swami, we will keep your name in our hearts and soar until we fly, until there is no obstacle too high to be conquered.
And that we shall never forget the values that you have imparted to us, Swami.
Swami, we will hold on to your message. This is our small thank you to you, Swami. We will live for you and you alone. In your divine care, beauty blooms like the small flower which holds underneath the ground. Swami, for all that you have done for us, there is very little that we can do to repay it. All we can say is,
thank you, Swami.
We came as strangers, not knowing what the future had in store for us. I entered this world completely alien to everything around me. I started to look around myself, trying to find love, happiness, joy. And the most beautiful part of it was that they found me. I realized that I had never lost anything. I had just walked into a world where everything was reinforced. This bond was different. It wasn't acquired by birth, but was based on our bond of love for you, Swami. Everything we did was all just for that beautiful smile of yours. You were our everything, Swami.
Pillalaga, chill pillal chuste naaku ento aanandam vestundi.
Bhagwan is extremely mighty happy in the company of students.
Meeku kudanu Swami chuste ento aanandam.
You are also equally ecstatic in the presence of Swami. You are getting good name because of this intimate association with Bhagavan. Bhagavan is ready to give you whatever you want. Bhagavan is ready to sacrifice his life for your sake.
మంచి పేరుని తెచ్చుకోండి.
గెట్ ఎ గుడ్ నేమ్.
వినయ విధేయతను పెంచుకోండి.
బీ హంబల్ అండ్ ఒబీడియంట్.
టుడే యెట్ అగైన్ ఐ స్టాండ్ హియర్ ఎట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ మై మోస్ట్ వండర్ఫుల్ జర్నీ. Oh Swami, I want to tell you so much, but words fail to express what my heart wants to. Thank you so much, Swami. Thank you for everything.
मगर वो जो है कि मेरे ख्वाबों में आए जाते हैं,
वो आए या ना आए ये मर्जी उनकी है। हम उनकी राह में नजर बिछाए जाते हैं।
या अल्लाह,
I'm
Bandhu Sabha, Thank you. జగదోధారా బ్రహ్మ పరా
Salam, salam, lakho salam. Ramachandra Jagannatha జయ సింధో రామచంద్ర రఘువీరా రామచంద్ర నదీరా రామచంద్ర రఘునాథ రామచంద్ర జగన్నాథ
जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्री परा सर्वा प्राण पते स्वामी सर्वा प्राण पते आश्रित कल नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय